Are we on our way?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Steve Chiatakis. Thanks for being with us this Tuesday morning. Remember a couple of weeks ago, the Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke declared the recession over, though he conceded it might take a while before we feel like it's over. Well, we've got some economic indicators expected today that'll help us, or help at least give us a better picture of where the economy actually is. Marketplace's Alisa Roth is live in our New York Bureau with a preview. Good morning, Alisa.
Good morning.
So what data are we expected to see today?
The first number, which we'll get at 9 o'clock Eastern time, is the Case-Shiller Index. It looks at housing prices. It uses sale prices in 20 big cities to get an idea of what's happening around the country. The other number comes out an hour later, and that's consumer confidence. It's measured by a place called the Conference Board.
And so is Mr. Bernanke right? Are these numbers going to show that things are really getting better?
Well, probably, sort of. Economists are guessing housing prices have gone down less than they had been going down. So your house is still losing value, just not as quickly as it had been. But people do seem to be buying houses again, partly because there are incentives to buy houses. They're cheaper, it's cheap to borrow money, and the government's been offering credits for first-time buyers.
It's more the less bad, right? And what about consumers? Are we seeing consumers more confident?
Again, probably a little bit. Some economists are saying that today's data will show we're more confident than we've been for a year. But, of course, you have to look at where we're coming from, right? But, you know, still, the stock market's been doing pretty well. The S&P is up more than 18% since January. The Dow is getting close to the 10,000 mark. And those things help people feel better.
Yeah. Any caveats to this data, though, Alisa?
Well, like any economic indicators, you have to look at a couple of months' worth of data to get a really solid picture. In general, that data seems to suggest that things are picking up just slowly. The other thing is that these are lagging indicators, so we're looking backwards. In the case of the housing index, we're going to be looking at home sales from July, which is a long time ago in this economy.
All right. Marketplace's Alisa Roth joining us live from New York. Alisa, thanks.
You're welcome.
Consumers may be less confident when it comes to Halloween. American consumers plan to spend $10 less on the occasion this year. That's according to a National Retail Federation survey. Fewer people are expected to even celebrate at all, just about 62% compared to 64.5% last year. Let's check numbers. European markets are mostly down right now, off by 0.5% or less. In Asia, shares were mostly higher. The Hang Seng shot up more than 2%, the Nikkei nearly 1%. The Chinese benchmark gave back a little. Wall Street yesterday, a rally. The S&P and NASDAQ had big gains, just under 2% for each. The Dow was up about 124 points to close at 97.89. Well, it's never happened before. The FDIC may order banks to prepay about $36 billion in premiums to shore up the shrinking deposit insurance fund. There are reports this morning that the FDIC board will likely call for prepaid bank insurance premiums at their meeting today.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by SunGard. 7 million K-12 students are enrolled in school districts that use software from SunGard Public Sector. More information at sunguard.com. And by CSX, whose trains move a ton of freight 436 miles on 1 gallon of fuel to help reduce fuel consumption. CSX, how tomorrow moves.
The Chicago Cubs open their final homestand of the regular season today at the venerable Wrigley Field. But action outside Wrigley is likely to be as rowdy as in the stands. Chicago Public Radio's Adrian Hill reports an effort to simmer down some of the pregame craziness is starting with street vendors.
Wrigley Field is right in the middle of Chicago, and it can be raucous at game time. There are ticket scalpers and guys selling peanuts.
Peanuts, keep on the outside.
You can get an official program for $5 or a less official scorecard.
Program scorecard, $1.
And there are street vendors selling T-shirts, some of which have slogans that are nowhere near polite. There's one with a silhouette of a man in a sombrero-like hat pushing a lawnmower. It says, Pujols mows my lawn, a reference to Albert Pujols, the Dominican first baseman, who plays for Cubs arch enemy, the St. Louis Cardinals.
The people love our shirts. They crack out. Sometimes they say it's a little racist, but we're having fun. It's like, you know, it's a laughter. We don't really hate them, but it's like a sport thing.
That's street vendor Charles Utzler. Earlier this year, a city official proposed a rule that would move guys like Utzler and their T-shirts away from Wrigley Field during game time, citing issues of safety and crowd control. Utzler doesn't buy it.
At the end, it comes down to the almighty dollar, you know? So they're trying to push us out. We're like an insect they want to step on.
Utzler thinks the Cubs and the brick-and-mortar stores who sell licensed Cubbies gear don't want to share fans' money with street vendors. Not so, says Jake O'Neill, who works at one of those stores. He says the street vendors sell a totally different product. There's not much overlap in their customers.
There's just a market for those type of shirts, and then there's people who want the authentic stuff, so I don't think it's a huge competition.
But there is a lot of money up for grabs here. Victor Matheson is a sports economist at College of the Holy Cross. He says the Cubs make about $50 million in annual revenue inside the stadium on things like food and souvenirs, and they're losing out.
A typical modern stadium is a walled fortress surrounded by a big moat of parking lots, which serves to drive all the economic activity inside the stadium and away from the local neighborhoods. Of course, at a place like Wrigley Field that's built right into the neighborhood, that's very, very hard to do. And so the Cubs lose a great deal of their revenue to the surrounding neighborhood.
But Matheson says the Cubs have to be careful not to drive away some of what makes Wrigley special, which for many fans includes all the hubbub. From Chicago, I'm Adrienne Hill for Marketplace.
Finally, a woman in a posh L.A. suburb is set to be arraigned today on zoning violations, improperly running a business, and nuisance charges. Melahat Azumku's neighbors in Palos Verdes Estates knew there was something going on because parties at her house were becoming the norm. Police say Azumku was renting her near 7,000-square-foot home for wedding receptions. Was it all the traffic or the noise complaints, 18 of them since July, or all that rice that clued them in? She faces some fine time, but some jail time as well. In Los Angeles, I'm Steve Chiotakis.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.